Hello.
Hello.
Hey Daniel, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Did you recognize me? Christopher.
No. Oh, hey, Christopher. Have you spoken to my son? Have you spoken to Christopher?
Yeah, we spoke. I spoke to Marcus last month, and he said that he will be reaching out to me on the 3rd of this month. That was a Saturday, but
Okay,
he didn't call on
and then my
Monday.
wife went to the hospital, and so I think it just kind of threw us off. She's back home now, but it just threw us off. But I'm not sure. I don't even think we're focused on this right now because we just, my wife just got out of the last this Wednesday passed, and then I've been doing some other stuff. So, and like I said, I've already turned this into Marcus's hands, but he. I don't know how he called you. He said he was gonna reach out to him on the 3rd, and you didn't. So he's reaching out to me. I don't know. When maybe when we double back here, reach out. Because it kind of got a little missed right now. Because it's a lot going on.
I understand. So, when will your wife get discharged from the hospital? And how is she, by the way?
Say again.
How is your wife, by the way?
She's much better, thank the Lord. She's much, much, much better.
Oh, that's
So,
good.
but it's just a lot just kind of got turned around in the midst of all that. So, but Marcus said he'll call you before the day is over with.
So, Marcus would be giving me a call all by himself, or should I reach him out?
He said he'll call you before the day is over with. I don't know. You know about time?
We are in Lake Pacific.
Well, Easter. It'll probably be after 6 or 7.
6 or 7 Eastern?
Yes.
So should I give him a call at that time?
No, he'll call you because we have to we're on our way right now to something, and then once we're settled, he'll give you a call.
All right, that's perfectly fine. So I'll wait up for his call, and then we can take things further, okay? You have a safe day.
All right, thank you.
Take care of your
You
fiber.
too, thank you. All
Bye-bye.
right.